Well, I don't agree with killing, of course, but how can it not kill your love for someone when they are loving another at the same time they say they're loving you?
Because they love another, does that mean that they do not love you? Must they love you only in order for their love to be true? Is this how you have it?
Yes, doggone it. That's what many people would say. Yes, doggone it.
No wonder you have such trouble accepting a God who loves everyone equally.
Well, we are not gods. Most people need some level of emotional security. And without it, without a mate or partner providing it, love can just die, whether you want it to or not.
No, it's not love that dies. It's the need. You decide that you do not need that person anymore. In fact, you don't want to need that person because it hurts too much. So you make a decision. I don't need you to love me anymore. Go and love whomever you wish. I'm out of here. That's what happens. You kill the need. You do not kill the love. Indeed, some of you carry the love forever. Friends say that you are still carrying a torch, and you are. It is the light of your love, the flame of your passion, still burning inside of you, shining so brightly that others can see it. But this is not bad. This is as it should be, given who and what you say you are and what you declare that you choose to be.
You're supposed to never be able to fall in love with anyone else because you're carrying a torch for someone?
Why do you have to let your love for that one person go in order to love another? Can you not love more than one person at a time?
Many people can't, not in that way.
You mean sexually?
I mean romantically. I mean as a life partner. Some people need a life partner. Most people do.
The difficulty is that most people confuse love with need. They think that the two words and the two experiences are interchangeable. They're not. Loving someone has nothing to do with needing them.
You can love someone and need them at the same time, but you don't love them because you need them. If you love them because you need them, you have not loved them at all, but merely what it is that they have given you. When you love another for who they are, whether they give you what you need or not, then you truly love them. When there is nothing that you do need, then you truly can love them.
Remember, love is without condition, without limitation, and without need. This is how I love you. Yet this is a love you cannot imagine receiving because it is a love that you cannot imagine expressing. And that is the sadness of all the world. Now, given that you say that you wish to become highly evolved beings, infidelity, as you call it, is not okay. That is because it will not work. It will not get you where you say you want to go. And that is because infidelity means not being true. And somewhere deep inside your soul, you know and understand that highly evolved beings live and breathe and have their being in truth, first, last, and always. Truth is not what they speak. Truth is who they are. To be a highly evolved being, you must always be true. First, you must be true to yourself, then to another, then to all others. And if you are not true to yourself, you cannot be true to anyone else. Thus, if you love someone other than the one who wishes you to love only them, then you must say so. Openly, honestly, directly, clearly, and immediately.
And that's supposed to be acceptable?
Nobody is required to accept anything. In highly evolved relationships between highly evolved beings, everyone simply lives their truth. And everyone speaks the truth they are living. If something is happening with someone, that is simply acknowledged. If something is unacceptable to someone, that is simply spoken. The truth is shared with everyone about everything all the time. This is done as a celebration, not an admission. The truth should be something to celebrate, not to admit. Yet you cannot celebrate a truth of which you have been told to be ashamed. And you have been told to be ashamed of nothing more than you have been told to be ashamed of who and how and when and why you love. You've been told to be ashamed of your desires and your passions and your love of everything from dancing to whipped cream to other people. Most of all, you've been told to be ashamed of your love for your very self. Yet how can you ever love another if you are not allowed to love the one who is supposed to be doing the loving? This is the precise dilemma that you face with God. How can you love me if you cannot be allowed to love the essence of who you are? And how can you see and declare my glory if you cannot see and declare your own? I tell you this again. All true masters have declared their glory, and they have encouraged others to do the same. You begin on the road to your own glory when you begin on the road to your own truth. This path is taken when you declare that henceforth you will tell the truth all the time about everything to everyone, and that you will live your truth. In this commitment, infidelity has no place. Yet telling someone that you love another is not infidelity. It is honesty, and honesty is the highest form of love.
Oh, my God, you did it again. There's another one for the refrigerator. Would you repeat that, please?
Honesty is the highest form of love.
I wish I could remember that.
Put it on your refrigerator.
So you seem to be saying that being in the arms of another is okay as long as you're honest about it. Am I getting this right?
You are reducing it to its most volatile terms.
Well, we humans like to do that. We like to take great truths and reduce them to simplistic conclusions. Then we can have really good arguments about them.
I see. Is that your intention here? Do you wish to have an argument with me?
Well, no. I really am trying to get at some wisdom here in my own stumbling way.
Then it would benefit you to listen to everything I am saying and to place all of my words into that larger context, rather than create a meaning out of only a few of my words.
I stand corrected.
Do not stand corrected. Stand advised. A correction is for someone who has done wrong. Advice is for someone who is seeking direction. God gives direction, not correction. Commendation, not condemnation.
Ooh, oh boy.
I know, another bumper sticker.
Well, it is. It really is.
Make as many bumper stickers as you like. T-shirts, too. Get the word out. Stop at nothing. Do a movie. Go on television. Be shameless. While you're at it, be shameless about love. Get the shame out of it and replace it with celebration. You may want to do the same thing about sex.
Let's not get into that, or we'll never get to my question, never get it answered. Are you saying that being in the arms of another is okay as long as you're honest about it?
I am saying that a thing is okay or not okay depending on what you decide about it. I am saying that people in relationship cannot even know if it is okay with them if they do not know that it is occurring. I am saying that what does not work in highly evolved relationships is lying about anything. I am saying that lying is lying, whether it is by commission or omission. And I am saying that once the whole truth is told, your decision about whether you can love a person who has loved or is now loving another is ultimately based on what you declare to be your most appropriate and comfortable form of relationship. And that this will be based in most cases on what you imagine that you need from another person in order to be happy. I am saying that if you need nothing, then you can love another unconditionally, without any limitations whatsoever. You can grant them total freedom.
Yes, but then you wouldn't be in a life partnership with them.
You wouldn't, unless you would. Mastery is reached when this becomes a decision and a choice based on what is true for you, rather than what someone else has told you ought to be true, or in what your society has established as its current convention around life partnerships, or in what you feel others may think of you. Masters give themselves the freedom to make any choice they wish, and give those they love the same freedom. Freedom is the basic concept and construct of life everywhere, because freedom is the basic nature of God. All systems which reduce, restrict, impinge upon, or eliminate freedom in any way are systems which work against life itself. Freedom is not the goal of the human soul, but its very nature. By nature, the soul is free. Lack of freedom is therefore a violation of the very nature of the soul. In truly enlightened societies, freedom is not recognized as a right, but as a fact. It is something that is, rather than something that is given. Freedom is not granted, but rather taken for granted. What is observable in enlightened societies is that all beings are free to love each other and to express and demonstrate that love to each other in whatever way is authentic and true and appropriate to the moment. The people who decide what is appropriate to the moment are the people doing the loving. There are no laws of government, societal taboos, religious restrictions, psychological barriers, tribal customs, or unspoken rules and regulations regarding who, when, where, and how one may love, and who, when, where, and how one may not. Yet here's the key that makes this work in highly evolved societies. All the parties who are in love must decide what love would do now. One party may not decide to do something because he thinks it is loving, if there is no agreement from the other party or parties. All the parties must also be adult and mature and capable of making such decisions for themselves. This eliminates all the questions you just had in your head about child abuse, rape, and other forms of personal violation.
Yeah, but what if I'm a third party, and I don't think that what two other people have decided is loving is very loving toward me?
Then you must tell the other parties how you feel about it, what your truth is. And depending upon how they respond to your truth, you can decide what changes, if any, you wish to make in the form of your relationship with them.
But what if it's not all that easy? What if I need them?
The less you need from someone, the more you can love them.
How can you need nothing from someone you love?
By loving them not for what they can give you, but simply for who they are.
But then they could walk all over you.
Loving another doesn't mean that you must stop loving yourself. Granting another full freedom does not mean granting them the right to abuse you. Nor does it mean sentencing yourself to a prison of your own devise, in which you live a life you would not choose, in order that another may live a life that they do. Yet granting full freedom does mean placing no limitations of any kind upon another.
Wait a minute. How can you stop another from walking all over you if you don't place any limitations on them?
You don't place limitations on them. You place limitations on yourself. You limit what you choose to experience, and not what another is allowed to experience. This limitation is voluntary, and so in a very real sense, it is not a limitation at all. It is a declaration of who you are. It is a creation, a definition. No one and nothing is limited in God's kingdom. And love knows nothing but freedom, nor does the soul, nor does God. And these words are all interchangeable. Love, freedom, soul, God. All carry aspects of the other. All are the other. You are free to announce and declare who you are in every moment of now. Indeed, you are doing so without even knowing it. You're not free, however, to declare who someone else is or who they must be. This love would never do, nor would God, who is the essence of love itself. If you wish to announce and declare that you are a person who needs and requires the exclusive love of another in order to be happy, in order to feel comfortable and appropriate and secure, you're free to announce that. You will show it with your actions in any event, and they will be your announcement. If you wish to announce and declare that you are a person who needs and requires the largest portion of the time and energy and focus of another in order to be happy, in order to feel comfortable and appropriate and secure, you're free to announce that too. Yet I will tell you this, if you allow your declaration of self to translate into jealousy of another, or of another's friends, or job, or hobby, or outside interests, your jealousy will end your love and may very well end that other's love for you. The good news is that defining who you are and who you choose to be doesn't have to translate into jealousy of another, nor into control over them. It simply and lovingly states who you are and how you choose life to be for you. Your love for another goes on, even as you lovingly and compassionately work through whatever differences may exist between you, and however you change the nature of your relationship as a result of those differences.
You do not have to end a relationship in order to change it. Indeed, you cannot end a relationship, but can only alter it. You always have a relationship with everyone. The question is not whether you have a relationship, but what kind of relationship do you have?
Your answer to this question will affect your life forever, and indeed could truly change the world.